Eyes down, minds elsewhere. This is commentary from James A. Brown. I got in an elevator with three other people and we all did the same thing. We pulled out our phones like we had been trained for this moment. And in a way, we have been. Four humans in a small box avoiding eye contact with the dedication of a meditation practice. It's become ritual. The phone comes out not because we need it to, but because it gives us something to hold, I guess. Something to stare at. And no doubt, something to hide behind. It's easier than sitting in silence with strangers. Easier than the awkward half smile. Easier than the head nod. Easier than just being there. But I can't help but wonder, what are we skipping in those quiet seconds? The humor, the tension, the accidental connections, the small chance to notice someone else's shoes or compliment their hat, or share a half second when the doors don't close right. Phones make the pause go away. And sadly, the pause at times is the point. So, when was the last time you chose to look up instead of down? Let me know in the comments and check out more at jamesabrown.net. On that note, I'm James A. Brown. And as always, be well.